Chandu, the magician. Begin your collection of Chandu's magic tricks with this thrilling Assyrian money changer. Just send 25 cents in coin and the top from a box of White King soap to this address. Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. Chandu will send you his Assyrian money changer, postpaid, complete with instructions. Send for Chandu's Assyrian money changer tonight. Frank Chandler, known in the East as Chandu the Magician, and the Regents have secretly returned to the island of Malta and are staying in the huge, boarded-up old mansion next to the Church of St. Paul. In the flickering candlelight, the great rooms, long silent, seem haunted by the spirit of the past. Chandler has discovered that the malign Roxor has brought Robert Regent here once more from Algiers, and Chandler has made a final plan to release Regent. Despite the yogi's warning of the presence of death and Dorothy's foreboding, Chandler prepares to strike the blow which will end Roxor's dream of dominating the world. Now, in the great shadowy drawing room, Chandler, in the clothes of a poor Arab, sits alone before the mystic crystal. Chandu, the magician.
Mustafa, listen to my voice. Wherever you are, come to the grotto under the church when the clock strikes the hour. You cannot disobey. Remember, when the clock strikes the hour.
Here he is.
Was that another message from the yogi?
No, Dot. I was calling Mustafa. The time has come.
Not that Mustafa that used to work for you and Roxor bought off.
That's the man.
I thought Najee said he was dead.
She thought so, but he's in Malta now. And in 5 minutes, he'll be in the grotto under the church next door.
So that's why you insisted on our staying in this particular house.
Yes. I'm going to the grotto now. And whatever happens, none of you must go out of the house before dark. Not even into the garden.
Uncle Frank, if this is really it, can't I go with you?
No, Bob. If anything goes wrong, you'll be needed here. If I'm not back by morning, go to the governor and tell him.
But you wanted everything to be so secret.
If I don't come back, there'll be no more reason for that.
Frank.
It's all right, Dorothy.
If anything does go wrong, I want you to know I realize what this hunt for Robert has meant for you.
Now, Dorothy.
You've given up a lot for it, I know. And whether you find him alive or not, nobody could have done more.
Mom, you sound as if he were dead and buried.
Oh, Bob.
I know what she means. Thank you, Dot. Remember what I said, Bob. So long.
Arab.
Well, Mustafa, you're right on time.
Mashallah. I heard thy voice like the tolling of a great bell.
You came here because you had to.
Aye, thou art a demon, Chandu.
Listen, betrayer of the oath. This time I'll use methods even you can understand. Either you take me to Roxor or you'll die. Is that clear?
Take thee to the hidden room? Roxor will kill me himself.
Yes, if he finds out. But he needn't, if you're clever enough. And if you aren't, well,
what wouldst thou have me do?
You know what I want. Robert's regent must be released from Roxor.
But what if regent is not here?
Mustafa, will you do as I say? Or will the men who tend the grotto find your body here on the stones?
Oh, Allah, Allah.
Take me to Roxor. Where is he?
I dare not.
Tell me.
Hast thou seen the old house standing next to the church with the high wall above
what?
It like...
You can't mean that.
Aye, why, it is so. You have been in the catacombs below this grotto.
Yes, yes.
Aye, that sound. The guides say it is the wind.
Yes.
It is where the air goes up through the tunnel.
That tunnel? Do you mean there's an old tunnel leading from that house next door to the catacombs?
It goes from this grotto, Chando. And it is filled with the spirits of those who died, the Knights of Malta.
Wait a minute. That house must have been built by a Grand Master of the Knights. And prisoners, well, they have them by the hundreds. Mustafa, where does the tunnel lead? What part of the house?
Into the cellars, Chandu. Oh, Allah, Raksa will kill
me. Stop that. Where in the cellars?
Next to the room with the deep well, going down to the center of the earth.
The door to that room opens from the hall at the back of the house? Answer me.
Aye, if thou knowest this, thou art in truth a demon.
Is that where Regent is? In the lower room where the well is?
In the next room, Chandu, at the end of the tunnel. Oh, mashallah, I am never to see the sun again.
Stop babbling and listen. You'll take me through the tunnel to Roxor. And when we go in, you'll say that I'm the Arab who talked to Regent in Algiers about the drawings and the formula. Remember those two words, Mustafa.
The drawings, the formula.
Tell him I've come to talk to him about those things.
But Roxor does not believe the words of every stranger.
I'm counting on that. Tell him to bring Regent in to identify me. To tell him I'm the same man. You understand?
I understand. But Chandu, when he
Mustafa,
learns...
if you want to save your life, do exactly as I say. Try it. I want to hear you. Go on.
No, Chandu, I...
Say it. Roxor, here is an Arab who has come to speak to thee about the drawings and the formula of Robert Regent.
Oh, Allah, Allah.
Say it.
Roxor, here is an Arab who has come to speak to... Oh, Allah, I cannot.
Nonsense. It'll be all right if you keep your head. And one more thing. If you say anything but what I've told you or warn him in any way, I won't wait for Roxor to kill you.
If I had not betrayed the Brotherhood, this would not now be my destiny.
Too late for that, traitor. Where's the tunnel entrance?
In the corner, Chandu. A small opening near the floor.
Oh, we have to crawl through. All right, you go first, Mustafa, and wait for me. If you try to run and warn Roxor...
I will not. Mashallah, why have I come from Cairo to this place of evil?
Right there in the same house.
You will protect me from Roxor, Chandu?
If you give me away and I'm killed, there'll be no one to protect you.
I will not do it, Chandu. Roxor, he is an Arab who has... Oh, Allah! Here is the door, Chandu.
Who's with him besides Regent?
Only Ibrahim.
Push the door open just a little. Careful.
Tomorrow I will send three men from Valletta. Not for one moment must Regent be left alone.
I know, Master.
But he must have exercise. He must be taken from the cellars each day. Not where he can be seen from the gates.
All shall be as you say, Roxor.
If he should become too ill to leave his bed, send for me at once. The men from Valletta will send the message. By airplane, you hear?
Knock, Mustafa. We'll go in.
Bismillah.
Who is there?
Mustafa.
Come in. Well, what is the matter with you? Could you not get me that ticket?
Aywa, it is here, Master.
What is it then? What are you afraid of?
Roxor, there is an Arab who has come to speak with thee.
How did any man know I am here? How dared you bring him?
To speak with thee about the drawings and...
What
the,
is this?
He, in Algiers, he spoke to the Effendi Regent.
Regent's drawings? Go and bring him in.
Aywa, as thou sayest, Master. Roxor bids thee enter.
So, you have brought Regent's papers?
No, Effendi.
Mustafa, what are you trying to do?
Oh, Master, he...
I will have you beaten. You act as if you're afraid of this imbecile. Did he show you the drawings?
Oh, no, Master, but he said...
Be silent. I will ask him. Well, you gave the drawings to another man in Algiers?
No, Effendi.
You were the man who took them from the courier in Alexandria.
I had given them to Erenyi, the dwarf.
You're not the man. Mustafa!
Master, the Effendi regent will know if this man speaks truth.
So, for once you are not quite a fool. Bring regent here.
Master, do not, I beg.
Bring regent, I tell you.
Come with me, Effendi. Oh, master, I beg you to listen. If I close
the door... Why must I be surrounded with idiots? So, regent, look at this Arab. Is this the man who came to Chaudet's house in Algiers to speak to you about the drawings?
Robert, go back into that room and up the stairs. Quick, Sanson! After him!
Rockside, this Chan do!
Go after regent, the Brian fool! I will go myself!
Roxor, look out! The well!
Roxor! Oh, Allah.
Chandu, he was thy enemy, and yet thou wouldst have saved him.
Robert must have taken the cover off the well. He must have been thinking of suicide.
Chandu, we must bring help to Roxor.
It's too late. He's gone forever. And with him, his diabolical plan to rule the world. You see, Mustafa...
Aywa, Chandu. But where is Robert Regent?
The alchemist of old spent his lifetime trying to change base metals into silver and gold. But now Chandu will teach you this secret of the ages. With his mystifying Assyrian money changer, you can change pennies into dimes. Chandu will send you this magic trick for just 25 cents and a White King box top. Place a penny on a table. Cover the coin with the mystic ruby block. The magic money-changing block. Utter the magic word, So-coot. Remove the block, and in place of the penny, there is a silver dime. You boys and girls will want to start your magic collection with this Assyrian money-changer. Here's a fine pocket trick for you men to spring on your friends and business associates. And if you ladies want to be sure your guests have a good time at your next party, try entertaining them with Chandu's magic trick. Just send 25 cents in coin and a box top from White King Soap to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, California. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Make magic your hobby. Make White King your wash day soap. You will love White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening and is produced and directed by Cyril Armbruster. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.